Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And Laura, I have to say, yesterday that sticker, that line sticker you sent me
oh
is OMG, so cute.
I know, right?
Who is that?
It's Kana Hela.
Oh.
Okay, I think if we have to talk about the name, it has to be in Japanese though.
Mm, that's right, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so no wonder. So it's Kanahe, right, in Japanese.
Right.
Mm. What are those two characters called?
It's Pisuke and Usagi.
Okay, yeah. I need to learn more about this. And this is perfect because our article is about Pisuke and Usagi. Is this your new favorite character?
Yeah, but I like all kinds of line stickers, I have to say. They're all very cute.
They're also funny.
I also like line bears. Okay, but we're not going to talk about the line bears today.
Uh-huh. We're going to talk about Pisuke and Usagi and the person who created it. So let's take a look.
Reading. Kanahe's Yuruto Relax Town comes to Taipei. Kanahe is a well-known artist from Japan whose characters are all the rage online. Her most favored characters are Pisuke and Usagi. They are a pink rabbit and a white chick. Now Pisuke and Usagi are coming to life and visiting Taiwan. They have their own exhibition in Taipei at Huashan 1914 Creative Park. The exhibition has been going on since December 30th, and will end on the 25th of this month. In 2003, Kanahe became an illustrator. Her drawings were well received among girls in high schools across Japan. Soon, her work appeared in the magazine 17. Later on, Kanahe expanded her work by creating line stickers. Since her illustrations are so admired, the stickers became popular immediately. To guide you through Kanahe's story, Pisuke will act as a train conductor on your journey. Fans will see how Kanahe created Pisuke and Usagi. They'll also learn more about these characters and how they have changed over time.
Okay, so the article says Kanahe is a well-known artist from Japan whose characters are all the rage online.
Oh, that's what we were just talking about in our introduction. 大家还记得昨天还是今天，其实我一直都在用他们的贴图啦，就是卡纳赫拉是来自日本家喻户晓的画家。那呢，我们就会发现他笔下的角色在 LINE 上面十分流行，就是那个兔兔。 That's right.
That's right. Mm. Now in English, we can say they're all the rage. Mm. Now all the rage is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick look at what this means.
Shortcut for you.
Come on.
What are you doing, Pat?
I'm playing Breaking the Bricks. It's a game on my phone.
Is it good? It seems exciting.
Oh yeah, it's all the rage right now.
Oh, the rage? Does it make you angry?
No! Well, maybe a bit.
If something is all the rage, it's very popular at a particular time.
I see. Be all the rage means 十分流行.
Ah, that's right. But I might show my rage to you if you don't stop bothering me while I'm trying to beat this game. Ow! No! Break the bricks!
Oh, so all the rage just means to be very, very, very popular for a short amount of time. Or not just a short amount of time, but in a short amount of time, it became very, very popular. For example, Pokemon Go.
I remember that.
It was all the rage in 2016. Everyone was using Pokemon Go.
They were on the streets trying to catch the monsters.
Trying to catch all the Pokemon.
Right, 真的. Okay, 大家还记不记得之前 Pokemon Go? Oh. 超红的，超火红。 Be all the rage 就是十分流行。刚刚我们 shortcut for you 学到 I remember Candy Crush back in
That's,
I don't know when.
Yeah.
It was all the rage. Everybody was playing with it. Okay, I'm still playing it.
All right, so let's learn more about Kane. It says her most favorite characters are Pisuke and Usagi. They are a pink rabbit and a white chick. So white little chicken. Now her most favorite just means her most liked or someone likes them the most. It's your favorite. So it's Pisuke and Usagi.
Oh, 大家应该都知道卡拉赫呢。我们提到了，就会想到什么？ 了马上最没错就是最受欢迎的角色也就是批注和粉红兔兔那当然呢他们就是一只粉红色的兔子跟白色的一个小鸡还是小鸟啊、哦、对不对很可爱对不对那我们看到 favor 是什么呢它是一个动词不过我们本课当中是它的过去分词当中形容词来用 favored 就是受喜爱的比如说呢诶如果我们要用 favor 在一个句子当中The teacher clearly favors you because you are the cutest.
No, because you're more beautiful.
Oh, favors you.
And
she's probably jealous.
I just realized something.
just
Look, you're pink and I'm white, so my skin is like, oh my god. So cute, right? All right, so next the article says, now Piskay and Usagi are coming to life.
Oh my gosh.
And visiting Taiwan. Now when something comes to life, this phrase means to bring something that isn't real to life. And it makes it seem like it's alive and it is real.
Wow, okay. 所以呢如果你是这个粉丝们的话哦、好消息哦因为现在批注粉红兔兔要现身拜访台湾。这里我们看到 come to life, 它指的呢就是变得生动有趣因此用 life 这个字来表示。For example, I could probably say something like, the movie really comes to life when she, maybe like the main actress,
like
a famous superstar,
oh my gosh,
when Laura appears on the screen.
Oh my god.
Oh my
god.It's Laura. I think it's Laura.
It has to be. No, just kidding.
All right, so next in the article it says, they have their own exhibition in Taipei at Huashan 1914 Creative Park. Okay, so there's an exhibition here.
Right, okay. 所以呢如果你想要知道在哪里有展览呢不用担心它就在我们的台北华山1914文化创意产业园区举行。哇听起来好长啊。Okay, So it's an exhibition, right?
That's right. Exhibition is a vocabulary word and it means an event where objects like pieces of art, are put out for people to see.
Right.
And it's basically a public show of something. So you can have an art exhibition, you can have music exhibitions, toy exhibitions. It's where people in this industry, they come out and show what they have. For example, we can say, we all had fun learning about Paul Smith and his work at the exhibition. Did you go to that exhibition?
No, I wanted to. Did you?
Oh, I went to the exhibition.
Oh, you should have invited me.
I know. I should have asked. Next time, I'll invite you.
Okay, exhibition 当然就是展览。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师还补充到，有各式各样的展览，像是有艺术方面的啦 ，art exhibitions, music 音乐也可以展出来 ，music exhibitions。其实讲到 toy exhibition， 我想到我去一个 ，okay， 就是 Lego.
Oh,
I know
that
so
one.
Exciting.
It's super cool.
I know. Okay, so for example, I could.Put it in a sentence like this, there were several famous paintings at the exhibition.
All right, so next, the article then says, the exhibition has been going on since December 30th and will end on the 25th of this month. So
we have to go together.
I know, exactly. We need to go. I'll invite you. So this has been going on for a while. Since is used to talk about time. Now, this means this exhibition has been going on for a while and since tells us when it started.
That's right. Okay, 我们来看一下。展期呢是从什么时候开始呢是从12月30日开始然后呢 Oh my gosh 在本月的25日结束、所以我跟 Tiffany 一定要在那之前去看看我们来看一下刚刚有提到 since 当从属连接词的一个用法哦。其实它如果当这个从属连接词它是用来连接主要的子句跟从属子句根据前后文的关系哦，那 since 可以表示原因啦或者是时间等等的含义那如果呢是表示由于啦既然如何如何其实它就是跟 because or as 的意思是相近不过刚刚我们提到的就是由表示呢自从什么什么以来这样子的意思哦所以要连接呢这个主要句子那常用的现在完成式 For example, OK, 刚刚有提到就是 The exhibition has been going on 你有没有注意 OK, 它的时态 Since December 30th OK, 就是这样子的用法
Oh, so it's been going on for a few months now. Now we gotta hurry up and go before it ends. Okay, we need to do that. All right, let's continue reading the article. It says, in 2003, Kanahei became an illustrator. So we're learning a little bit how she got started, basically.
Okay, 那我们来学习一下有关如果你可能想要成为这个画家或是贴图的插画家、一定要来知道卡纳赫拉，我好难念哦。他是什么时候呢开始成为一名插画家？原来就是在2003年 Wow, that's a while back.
Alright, next, the article says her drawings were well received among girls in high schools across Japan. So, of course, like, it's so cute. Everybody likes it.
And the colors are really pretty pink.
All the girls will like it.
所以当然我们发现她的画作呢是不是超可爱的。所以她在日本高校生当中呢她就得到非常好的回响，尤其是女生超爱的。这里我们看到 well received, OK, 它是一个复合形容词，当然就是指受到欢迎的 ,very popular.
Super popular.、And so popular that the article says, soon her work appeared in the magazine 17.、Remember reading about that?
Yeah.
So 17 was a fashion magazine for mostly teenage、girls, so high school girls. So I used to read 17 when I was younger. I loved it.
真的，现在提到我们以前的回忆，OK， 所以很快的呢，卡纳赫拉的作品就出现在 Seventeen 的杂志里面。大家还记不记得？因为你们可能现在这个年纪就在看，但是我跟 Tiffany， 我们有一点点
，Right？OK，
我们已经过了高校生的人生活，但是我们曾经是有看，我们曾经也是非常的时尚，走在时尚的阶段。
Now we're just the adult version of the fashion magazine. So from Seventeen to Vogue.Alright, so next the article says, later on, Kanahei expanded her work by creating line stickers. So at first she was just drawing illustrations, and then she moved on to line stickers.
那当然呢，一开始呢，她是插画嘛，对不对？不过之后，她既有创作的贴图呢，来拓展她的事业。So smart, because line stickers are really popular.
Yeah,
everyone uses it. And you can use them all the time, right?
I use themway too much.
All right,
so let's take a look at our vocabulary word expand. E-X-P-A-N-D. Expand, it's a verb and it means to increase in size, range, or amount. So basically, you let something become bigger. So for example, a sponge will expand if you put it in water. That means a sponge will become bigger because it takes up all the water. We also know that our universe is expanding, meaning everything around us outside of Earth in outer space is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. Businesses can expand overseas as well, and it means that the company is just growing. So they're becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, so they start their businesses in other countries.
Okay, 那本课呢我们提到的 expand 就有扩展的意思。So maybe we could talk about, oh, there are plans to expand the airport. So 可能他们想要扩展这个机场的空间啦、或是服务都有可能。Or maybe you could talk about something like, this trip will give you an opportunity to expand or broaden your horizons. That just means you can learn more about the world, expand, okay. Or sometimes we talk about expanding yourknowledge.
Exactly. Alright, so traveling helps you expand your knowledge. It broadens your horizons. Alright, so let's continue reading. It says, since her illustrations are so admired, the stickers became popular immediately. So yes, I'm a huge, huge line fan. I love line stickers.
Same here. Okay, I can totally understand that. Okay, 由于她的插画作品受到哇超多的赞赏，那贴图当然怎么样就瞬间就是蔚为风行哦。OK， 那我们刚刚是不是有提到 since 可以表示跟 because as 的意思相差不多，就是由于既然怎么样。所以没错，这里的课文就是提到的 since her illustrations are so admired。当然我们也可以用 as her illustrations are so admired 来代换，是差不多的意思哦。
Now here we see the word illustration. Illustration is a picture or drawing that we see in a book, magazine, or something that is published. So in children's storybooks, there are usually illustrations inside to go along with the story. We can also say in a sentence like this, many fashion magazines in the past use illustrations instead of photographs.
illustration, 但就是插画啦或是插图这样的意思。它是个名词哦。For example, I could talk about a book、mm-hmm. with many photographs and illustrations. They're really important, okay? 因为这样它会让我们在看书的时候我们会有画面哦。Mm. Okay, now...Illustration 是插画或是插图，那 illustrate 是它的动词，就是画插画的意思。而 illustrator T-O-R OK 注意哦，它是指插画家，就是我们刚刚一直提到的卡拉赫纳他的身份啦。
嗯、mm, ，So Kanahe is an illustrator.、
Right.
She illustrates、
right.
illustrations.
That's
oh my gosh.、
Right.
Okay. All right. So、mm-hmm. next,、many people admire her drawing. So we learned that a lot of people really liked her drawing. So admire here is a word that means you really respect or you really approve、mm-hmm. of someone or something and you kind of look up to them. That's、
oh、
what admired means. So、mm-hmm. for example, I can say, I really admire Laura for being so smart、
oh、
and beautiful and for being such a good friend.
Oh my gosh. Same
yeah,、right.
here.、
Oh、
I can't believe、
gosh.
it. You stole.Oh, my example sentence. I was going to、oh、talk about you.
Me? Really?
I know, right? Okay,、oh、admire 是什么呢？就是赞赏，甚至它也有爱戴的意思。所以有时候我们可能会 admire the scenery. 如果看到一个非常漂亮的风景、mm. 那当然它也有刚刚 Tiffany 提到的 respect or look up to 这样的意思。For example, maybe we could talk about a brave person. Like、mm. we all admire her courage.Right, so maybe we look up to, you know, the things she did. She was so、
right.
brave.
She was like a hero.
Maybe like Selena.
Oh,
S-H-E.、
Right.
Mm,
oh, I remember.
She was so brave.
I really respect her for her courage. I really admire、mm-hmm. her as well.、
Mm, okay.
All right, so we saw that、a lot of people admired her、mm-hmm. stickers. So many people like Kanahe's illustrations.、
Right?
And the stickers immediately became popular.、
Mm.
Immediately is an adverb and it means something that happens very quickly.、Mm.And without any kind of stop or a pause or a delay.、
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we can say the child fell off her bike and immediately cried. Okay, of course, it hurts when you fall off. You're not going to wait 10 minutes and cry. You're going to cry right now. So that's what immediately means.、
Mm, okay, so immediately 是什么呢？就是立即、立马、立刻的。它是一个副词。So maybe if you have to go somewhere else, you might say, we need to leave immediately, like、mm. right away. Okay, or you could probably talk about the new law will become effective immediately. Hopefully, it's a good law.
Yeah.
Or the cause of the problem was not immediately clear. So it was not known right away.
Mm, that's right. So let's continue reading the article. It says, to guide you through Kanahe's story, Piskei will ask as a train conductor on your journey.
So cute.
So cute. So at this exhibition, you learned about Kanahe,、
mm-hmm.
and Piskei will be a train conductor. Now,、Piskei will act as something else. Now, this phrase just means when you act as something else, you、mm-hmm. pretend to be something or someone you're not. So when you act as that, it means you try to do a particular、mm. job, and it's something that you don't usually normally do.、
Aww.
So maybe today I can act as、an
a
actor、
mother.
Or a mother.
In a play.
In a play、
right?
or something. I'm not really a mother, but then、
right.
I can pretend to be that.
You don't look like one.
Oh my god,
okay,
thank you.
好啦，为了带你了解这个卡纳赫拉的故事呢，哇，太棒了，我们的批注超可爱的，他将化身为你的旅程的列车长。我们这里看到的 act as something 就是你担当某一个工作。For example, we could talk about a young man acted or served as our guide、mm.Through the city. Okay, 所以这是当天他要做的工作了。那当天批注是谁了？ A train conductor.
Right, train conductor is basically just a person who collects money or tickets from the passengers on a train or bus.
So cute.
So on a train, they're called train conductors.
Mm-hmm.
On a flight, on an airplane, it's different. They're called flight attendants.
Mm.
Okay, so it just depends on what kind of car service you're at.
OK, 所以我们看到刚刚 train conductor, 其中的 conductor 呢就是电车是巴士的车长。那如果在飞机上的服务人员我们要叫他们什么呢当然就是 flight attendants.、
Mm. Mm. Alright, so what will Piskei do? Piskei will take、
uh-huh.
you on a journey、
Aww.
About Kanahe's story. Now, a journey is when you go from one place to another place. It's usually like a long trip. For example, we can say the scientist took a long journey to Antarctica to study about life there.
Journey 当然就是旅程啦，旅行通常是比较长的。It's a trip, so maybe a 6-month journey through Europe. That's what you want to do.
I probably do longer than that. I want to have a 2-year trip. I know, right? 2-year journey.
Okay, so sometimes journey can also be used figuratively. For example, we could talk about a spiritual journey or a journey through time.
That's right, spiritual journey. Namaste. All right, so next in the article it says, fans will see how Kanahe created Pisuke and Usagi. So we'll know about the story about where they came from.
所以当然呢，我们粉丝们就可以一探究竟，到底Kanahe呢是如何创作 Pichu 跟粉红嘟嘟哦。
The article then says, they'll also learn more about these characters and how they have changed over time. Alright, so when something happens over time, it's a phrase that means it happens very slowly and very gradually over a long period. Oh, so they maybe had some small changes throughout the years that they've been created.
I get it, like logos too, sometimes. Okay, 那当然我们也可以了解这些角色跟他们随着时间演变的哦。Okay, over time, 当然就是逐渐的久而久之的。Okay, this comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Our For You Chat question for today is, what are your favorite line stickers? Why? This is so easy.
The very conventional, traditional type. 我真的还是最喜欢熊大 line bears.
He's so cute.
They're so cute. I don't know. I think the rabbit is okay for me. I think line bears, they look so...I don't know, they look so cute to me.
I like James, because he's very silly. He does a lot of silly
expressions.
He's so silly.
So funny.
Okay. Of course I like Pisuke and Usagi.
Well, you guys can have a chat about this question, because I'm pretty sure that you guys use line stickers
a lot.
Mm-hmm. So there are so many, right? So what are your favorite line stickers? And tell us why, okay?
But, That's all the time that we have for today.
We'll come back tomorrow for more fun. Okay, see you.
Bye.
Kanahe's Yuruto Relax Town comes to Taipei. Kanahe is a well-known artist from Japan whose characters are all the rage online. Her most favored characters are Pisuke and Usagi. They are a pink rabbit and a white chick. Now Pisuke and Usagi are coming to life and visiting Taiwan. They have their own exhibition in Taipei at Huashan 1914 Creative Park. The exhibition has been going on since December 30th,and will end on the 25th of this month. In 2003, Kanahe became an illustrator. Her drawings were well received among girls in high schools across Japan. Soon, her work appeared in the magazine 17. Later on, Kanahe expanded her work by creating line stickers. Since her illustrations are so admired, the stickers became popular immediately. To guide you through Kanahe's story, Pisuke will act as a train conductor on your journey.Fans will see how Kanahe created Pisuke and Usagi. They'll also learn more about these characters and how they have changed over time. Vocabulary Review.
Exhibition. The museum will have an exhibition starting next month.With items from ancient Egypt. Expand. The company expanded its scale from national to international sales. Illustration. The history book is full of illustrations to show how people in the past looked.Admire. Many people admire the famous singer for her good attitude. Immediately. The new song came out last week, and immediately it was all over the radio and the internet. Journey. In the story,The hero goes on a journey around the world to find a hidden treasure.